And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. Michael Patrick Leahy here. In studio with us, the lead political reporter for the Tennessee Star, Aaron Gulbranson. Well, Aaron, you know, the 5th Congressional District race here is interesting and lots of stuff going on. And all of the candidates are sort of kind of waiting to see, I think, a little bit what's going to happen in this decision. It's likely to be resolved by the time I'm back on Monday, I would think, don't you think?
Well, after all the heavy lifting's done, I'm kidding. But yeah. And then we get into the business of discussing an actual campaign instead of a court case, so it'll be more fun.
Yeah, but there's only going to be it'll be 7 weeks left until the general election, so that's going to be something, I would think.
This is less than 2 months. This is the interesting thing about the August primary, right? Where it's kind of a weird time. In the middle of smack dab in the middle is Independence Day and the 4th of July, and a lot of people go away. It'll be interesting to see when people really start paying attention.
We have another story. It's more of a national story I want to talk about. It's at the Tennessee Star, and it's our lead at the Star News Network. But before we get to that, we want to talk a little bit. We've got an update from our own Daphne DeLauren. And Daphne, of course, is not only our chief meteorologist, she's also, she tells you what's going on and what are fun things you can do with your family. Here's Daphne DeLauren.
Hey friends, Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren here for the Star News Network. Just wanted to pop in and say good morning. Also wanted to remind you about something very exciting ahead. Starting Monday, June 20th, you can go to TennesseeStar.com each weekday evening at 5 p.m. for the Tennessee Star Evening News Update. There you can catch my full fresh forecast. And speaking of which, I'll have one for you at noon tomorrow. Head on over to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to click subscribe. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for some fun family events in the area, check these out. The Rock and Jock Celebrity Softball Game benefiting Folds of Honor Tennessee. That's today from 6 to 10 p.m. at First Horizon Park. This annual event brings together Nashville's hottest musicians, professional athletes, comedians, and veterans. Another fun one for the whole fam, creating Zone Hip Hats. That's at the Country Music Hall of Fame today from 11 to 2. Many of country music's outlaw artists counted a cowboy hat as a part of their look. Aspiring designers will make and decorate their own paper hats, all ages, free to museum members. So fun. Go out and enjoy. Wishing y'all a wonderful day.
And that's, of course, Daphne DeLauren. You've seen her on other news outlets here, and you'll see the Tennessee Star at TennesseeStar.com. You'll see her fresh forecast. It's up at noon today. And we'll be doing more. Of course, the Tennessee Star Evening News Update debuts. You'll be featured on that, Aaron. Debuts Monday, June 20th. A little less than a week from this coming Monday.
Are you ready? It's really exciting, yeah.
Hey, Michael Bloomberg, you know who he is, right?
I sadly had the distinction of actually worked on one of his campaigns in 2005, when he was a Republican, mind you, but yes.
No.
Yes, he was running for re-election as mayor of New York City as a Republican.
No, you worked on his campaign?
Yeah.
What exactly did you do?
I mean, New York City, it's kind of funny, geographically tiny population-wise, regional political director, basically.
And so, like, what did you hang with Michael?
I had the opportunity to, but I did not take a lot of advantage. He's not a pleasant person to be around.
Really?
No. I mean, it's very brusque. His public persona is pretty close to his private one.
So, but you took the money.
Of course I did. I was young and stupid, right? But no, and I do want to emphasize, he was a Republican. He was the only Republican running in New York City, and there you go.
But you never met with him, or you did meet with him?
No, and if I did, I would have yelled at him about, you know, the size of diet soda, as well as him banning cigar smoking in public parks in New York City. That would have been, all of that happened, all his really bad stuff, and the gun stuff happened after that. I mean, we're talking like 2009 it started happening. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
All these things I didn't know about you, Aaron Gulbranson.
I am like an onion, right?
Yeah. So, our story by the great Susan Berry. Michael Bloomberg blames teachers' unions for keeping money flowing to traditional government schools and away from charter schools. Now, Crom Carmichael, who'll be here tomorrow, our original All-Star panelist, a big fan of charter schools, which are basically public schools, but they're not operated in the normal fashion. They're operated independently. Here's the story. Former Democrat New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says teachers unions were responsible for keeping schools locked down during the pandemic, a move that has enabled a mass exodus of, students from traditional government schools throughout the country. He thinks this is the bad thing. He's the founder of Bloomberg News, sort of a left-wing business news operation. And basically, he says, nearly 1.3 million students have left public schools since the pandemic began. He finds this, quote, deeply disturbing because it seems to have escaped public outcry. I don't know. I understand why they've left. I'm not sure if charter schools are the solution. Crom seems to think so. I think either homeschooling or private schools. Your thoughts on this, homeschooled Aaron Gulbenson?
Well, remember, I did all of the above, right?
You did.
The exception of charter school. But yeah, I mean, I think it is an all of the above approach that you need. Charter school, I think, is a component of it. It's interesting to note that Bloomberg, in his commentary on this, is not being a leftist ideologue. And has reverted to a business. I mean, that's completely the voting with their feet. 1.3 million students leaving public schools is an easy business observation to note.
When you're, we'll be on Wednesday. Corey DeAngelis will be with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Corey actually commented on this. You see that?
Yep.
Underperforming private schools shut down. Underperforming government schools get more money. That's the Biden way.
Right.
What Bloomberg is trying to say, I think, is what he's trying to say is, oh, hey, teachers unions, be careful. Because if people exit either the public schools or the publicly funded charter schools, your power is going to decline. That's what he's really saying here.
The question is, does their power ever decline in the Democrat Party?
I think their power will increase in the Democrat Party. But what will happen to the power of the Democrat Party? Will the Democrat Party become not a major party in the future? Will it become sort of a grouping of left-wing of a left-wing minority in the country? Your thoughts, Aaron Gulbenson?
Well, that's the real question, right? So it looks like they get destroyed in the elections in the House in November. The Senate, different thing. I can expound upon that at another time. I think Republicans will take the Senate. But the question is, at some point, do the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes
of
the world...
You got to do it like this. Ready? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
There we go.
You got to say it the right way.
Cortez,
or else you'll offend her political
her delicate sensibilities from the Bronx or Queens or wherever she's from.
She's from Westchester.
Yes, I know. That's
Sandy.
That's exactly right. And this Brooklyn-born
Westchester, by the way, Westchester County, for those of you who aren't, is the Williamson County, if you will.
Oh, it's very rich. And she grew up a child of privilege.
It's Williamson County plus. Basically, just north of New York City.
Yeah, add a factor of two to that. That's about right. But yeah, the question is do people like her and the rest of the so-called squad decide, you know what, we're tired of trying to win Democrat elections. It's time to have our own split-off party, right? Or they go after Democrat that are not sufficiently Marxist for them enough that they start winning these primaries and they push themselves into a permanent minority status.
I think that is distinctly a possibility these days.
The issue would be if we had a free and fair press in this country.
Which, by the way, we have a free press in Tennessee. Why? Because of the Tennessee Star.
Yes, exactly.
There's nobody else in Tennessee that reports seriously on news and political information. That is free and fair from a conservative perspective. We're it.
But if we had a free and fair press,
1 minute,
and some of the conservative press is just entertainment, people would be more aware of this going on.
We'll have more when we get back. Hey, I want to talk about this. Aaron, the Glock store, they're having an annual open house this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crom Carmichael will be there. I'll be out of town. I was there last year. It's incredible. They raffle off a lot of goodie bags that have all kinds of great stuff. This year, most of them will have Holosun or Vortex Red Dot Optics for free. Some lucky person will win a free Glock just for showing up and entering. They give it away that day. You must be present to enter, but not to win. You'll also have a chance to experience their totally unique Shoot 270 training rooms. Yes, I said rooms. They do have lanes, but once you see the rooms, you'll understand why a room is better, and you'll never shoot in a lane again. It's Nashville. It's June. It's going to be warm, so keep your cool down. To help you cool down, rather, there's free shaved ice from noon to 2. I won't be there, but you really ought to go. Aaron, you're going to be stopping by there, right?
Yeah, I think so. Can't miss.
And so 1930 Air Lane Drive in Nashville. We'll have more when we get back.